Haynesbury, a small town on the New England coast. Yesterday I would have told you it was the most boring town in America. Yesterday I also would have told you I had a steady job. But in one day, a group of weirdly powerful jerks have completely destroyed both of those facts. Plus, almost an entire block's worth of buildings. I'd like to think I was totally blameless in all of it, but I've still been dragged along for the ride. Literally!
What's up with you?
What?
You're looking out the window like you were super deep in thought.
I'd say he was brooding.
No, I'd say it was more like musing than brooding. What do you think, Orville?
I think we should leave the guy alone, considering he just lost his job.
How the hell did you know that? I didn't tell you.
I'm sure Orville didn't mean to offend you, Mr. Carlton. I don't think he can help overhearing sometimes.
Overhearing what? How could he have heard anything? I was alone when I got that call.
I know, but I heard you thinking about it.
You heard me think? Oh, don't tell me.
You can read minds, too. I knew you were going to say that.
This is insane. No, this is beyond insane. This is...
So where are we going, Martin?
Well, Miriam.
Miriam. Huh. I think I prefer Prior.
Martin and I have known each other for years. He can call me Miriam. You can't. And how about you, Carlton? Any reason you neglected to mention your first name?
I think that we may be digressing here. We're going to my family's estate. I'm going to be honest with you all. I'm not the kind of person who watches from the sidelines while things fall apart. I go into town often, and I like to get to know the people. I'd seen you all around at one time or another, even gotten to know some of you personally. And in that time, I'd learned enough to figure that you'd all cause a massive disaster if you ever ended up in the same place at the same time.
Oh, I don't know if I'd say that.
How long have you been listening to us? You're not even in the car.
The whole time. I have Martin's phone number. Impressed that I made it this long without interjecting?
You're interjecting right now.
Yeah, but I made it a long time before I did.
That doesn't really make it impressive.
Could you just let me have this one thing?
You say that every time we argue.
And do you ever let me win?
Yes. Constantly. Just to get you to shut up.
You think you two idiots could stop fighting for 2 seconds?
Sure.
No.
Nice.
Wait, so Martin, you knew that today would happen?
Well, I didn't know exactly what would happen, but one way or another, something by way of the supernatural always tends to happen in Haynesbury. Actually, of all of the chaotic occurrences in this town, I would put this group at the bottom of the list.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you inside.
Holy shit.
Can you still call a place a house if it's this huge?
I didn't think anybody this rich lived around here.
In Haynesbury?
In New England.
I know it's, grandiose, but it's been in the family so long my parents wouldn't know what to do without it. So, whenever they're away, which is most of the time, they task me with staying here and keeping an eye on things. The house and the town. There we go. Sometimes the door gets stuck. You know, old house.
I thought a place like this would have a butler or something to answer the door.
There have been locals who've come by to do some odd jobs now and again, but otherwise there hasn't been much of a staff around in years. My family has always believed in doing things for ourselves. Besides, not having many people lingering around here is probably an advantage considering my newest business venture.
Which is what exactly?
I think I could explain it better in the library.
You have a library?
Well, sure. Although there's only a few of us around to ever use it. Feel free to look around if you like.
Oh, wow.
Hey, bet you wish the town library was like this, huh, kid? Kid?
Yes, it is very impressive. But I am not really the covetous type. No, I am satisfied enough with the town's collection, however humble it may be, and wouldn't want to abase myself by fawning over... Oh my gosh, is that an original edition of De Humani Corporis Fabrica with notes of Vesalius and the margins? Oh, yes. My grandfather was very into rare books. Seems like the librarian was right when she mentioned how perceptive you were, Doctor. You can take a look at it if... And you're already running right past me. Well, I'm glad you're interested in the place.
Hey, Marty, what's this shelf over here?
That is actually what I brought you all here to discuss. And like I told you before, Algy, you can call me Martin.
Yeah, sure. So what is it, Marty?
That is an archive of all of Haynesbury's town records, official and unofficial.
All of them?
everything from since the town was founded back in 1785.
And the town knows you have this.
It was never meant to be a secret. I'm not trying to hide anything here, Mr. Carlton. If anything, I'm trying to get the truth out in the open.
And I'm guessing that now is a good time for you to stop being cryptic and tell us why we're here.
Definitely. As you all know, Hainsbury has a history of preternatural disturbances.
Yes, but it's not like any of them are real.
Yeah, somebody says they see a ghost, everyone freaks out about it, nobody finds a ghost, and it all dies down.
This coming from the guys who were involved in a super-powered brawl less than an hour ago?
Wait, Pryor, are you saying that you believe in all that stuff?
As a matter of fact, I do. And I've seen enough in my life to know it's all true.
Look, I understand how you might be skeptical. I used to be the same way. My grandparents would tell the classic horror stories to scare kids at the family reunions, but at the end of the day, we'd all dismiss it as tall tales and jokes. Until you actually start seeing ghosts and monsters lurking around where you least expect them. It's all here in these records. Witches, sea serpents, poltergeists, fairies, thunderbirds. This town has seen it all.
Alright. By any chance, are you the kind of rich guy that people call eccentric?
Fine, you don't have to believe me. Although I'd frankly love to hear your explanation of how everyone in this room is capable of what you've seen so far today.
Oh, where would you want me to start? The vampire girl, the fastest man alive, or his brother, the incredible growing man?
Fastest man alive? Oh man, how come I've never thought of using that?
Maybe because you tend to miss the obvious.
He might not be the only one. You can change size.
You didn't know that?
No, but I knew about the shapeshifting.
The what?
I think he's talking about this.
I don't do this much, especially because I can only do it if I've got something visual to work off of. Like a picture or something.
Plus, it's not really that useful.
Not if you ever listen to any of my ideas.
Sorry, not really useful for anything legal.
How the hell would Martin even catch you doing that? How the hell did he catch any of you? I've been here for months, and I didn't even know you existed until today.
Oh, if you all don't mind my saying so. To be brief, I mean. Well, I hired Orville last summer to help me renovate part of the house, and he telepathically caught me when I accidentally fell off a ladder.
At that point, I just decided to tell him everything. He's a very understanding person.
Ugh, how long have you been behind me?
Maybe I should get louder shoes.
My family has known Jack and Algernon's for years. They were invited to a party my parents hosted here a few years ago, and I accidentally stumbled across them having a very drunk, very superpowered argument in the wine cellar.
No regrets.
Maybe for you.
And then this.
Hey, Martin. Sorry I'm late. I was working in the garden and I didn't see your message until like 10 minutes ago.
It's all right, Liza. I was actually about to mention you.
Wow, this really is an interesting group. Hey everybody, I'm Liza.
And the cast of this waking nightmare keeps getting bigger. Who are you now? The homicidal housekeeper?
No, but based on the massive text from Martin that I skimmed on the way here, I'm going to assume you're Carlton. Nice to meet you.
Sure, why not?
And for the record, my parents invited Liza to stay here some time ago. She's like family.
Huh, thanks. Now let me see. I recognize some of you from around town. Hi, Miriam. Love the new Bowie knife. I'd love to check it out when you get a minute.
After the way you embarrassed the soup back there, feel free to borrow it whenever you want.
Deal. So, I guess that means you're Virginia.
Yes, but you can call me Ginny. Yay, I was starting to think me and Miriam were going to be the only girls here. Now we can all be besties.
What?
I am so excited.
Sounds great. Wow, you are really strong.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, almost didn't see you there, Orville. Nice to have you over again. How have you been?
Fine.
Wow, that's the most I've gotten out of you in a while. And I guess that means you're Jack.
Yeah. Hello.
So then this must be...
Algernon Graham. Fastest man alive. How are you?
Not interested?
I really can't catch a break today!
Well, at least you made some new friends. Okay, moving right along here. Oh, Sorry, I don't think I remember seeing your name. Hey, are you okay?
Liza, the young man stammering in front of you is Dr. Elliot Quaid.
Oh, you're the doctor. You're a lot younger than I thought you'd be. How old are you?
Technically I'm 23, but I mean, how old are you? Oh, no, wait, you don't have to answer that.
It's okay. 22. I mean, like, that's how old I am. If you really want to know. And it's nice to meet you.
Likewise, Miss Liza.
Jeez, kid. So, Liza, I take it you're a part of this mess too? Can you, I don't know, fly or something?
I'd like to see that.
No, but I can do this.
Ooh, that is new.
Shooting knockout gas from your hands? Think you could teach me to do that?
I don't think so. I was born with it. I can do more than just knock people out, though. Really, any biological response is fair game. That's why I'm a fan of gardening. Plants are way easier to take care of when you can control how they grow yourself. Hey, Martin, have you shown them the stuff yet?
I was just about to.
Whoa. What I miss? Whoa.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Is that supposed to be a
treasure map? I've always wanted to go treasure hunting.
Really?
Well, I've heard a lot of stories about it, and they always make it sound so fun.
And so deadly. How many of those stories do you know where there isn't some kind of body count?
What?
You talk about it like it actually has anything to do with us, which it doesn't. None of this does. Unless. Oh god, that's it, isn't it?
What?
Think about it. Mr. The Martin Henriksen here's got a bunch of weird mysteries to solve, and he's clearly got enough money to throw around. But he can't do it by himself, so what does he do? Bring in a bunch of suckers with special skills so he doesn't have to get his hands dirty! This is some kind of freaky game of X-Men meets the X-Files!
I don't think I'd put it that way, but yes. I appreciate you bringing me back to the point, Carlton. This town has been through a lot of things people still can't explain, and maybe it's about time there was an organization that could look into it all. And it occurred to me that the right people to deal with something so unusual should probably be a little unusual themselves. Sure, you might have caused some serious destruction to several square feet of town property today, but that's because you were working against each other. Think of what you could prevent by working together.
Nice pitch. Not that I'm not flattered, but I'm gonna have to say no.
As much as I hate to say it, I'm with the suit on this one. I have a business to keep up, and it's hard enough to get people to trust you when you deal in things that could literally tear them a new one.
I'm in.
You are?
Sure, use my power for good, have a steady job, make amazing friends. I'm in!
Then I am definitely in.
Do you aim to bother every woman close to you, or do you have some kind of schedule?
I'm very big on taking risks.
Algie, we don't even live here. We have lives, jobs.
You have a job. I was smart enough to keep my options open. That's why we have money.
So much of what you just said is wrong. You've made a lot of impulsive choices, but you are not going to drag me into—
I'm not being impulsive! Think about it like this. You always want me to do something good. Why not this? And it's a paying job! I'm assuming?
Yes, including room and board.
Room and board?
Well, yes. This place is spacious enough as it is, and since these mysterious dealings happen so often and so randomly, I thought the best thing would be to offer you a place to stay here. Although I think you might be forgetting another very compelling reason to take up this business proposition.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Mr. Henriksen, but I don't think that I can participate in this endeavor. For personal reasons, you understand.
Really, Elliot? I thought you would have loved the research opportunity. As a doctor, I mean. And Lord knows we could use a doctor around here. I'd be grateful to have one around.
All right, maybe I could stay for a short while.
But I really think you might want to consider—
Wait. So, with this room and board thing, would we be able to, bring someone along, if need be?
You mean Rachel?
Yes.
Of course you can bring her. I wouldn't put you out like that. But I'd also like to mention—
Okay, I'm in.
Great, but—
Well, I'm still not. I may not have a job now, but I bet I can find one more rooted in reality than this.
But—
I don't think getting me involved in this is a good idea.
Oh, don't say that, Orville. You're smart, tough, and you're the only person I know who can sneak in and out of a place without being noticed. I mean, I don't think that last one was intentional, but...
May I remind you of the aforementioned property damage? I would hope that you'd at least consider this team, I guess you could call it, as a way to make up for that. I mean, I was the one who primarily invested in those renovations, and I'd be happy to do it again. But I thought that, symbolically, this might give you all a clear conscience. Right?
I'm in.
Yes! Count me in, too!
Me three.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I would hate to disappoint anyone, especially the entire town.
What about you, Carlton?
I'll think about it.
Oh, come on!
What? I'm not gonna invest my time and energy in something just because everyone else is doing it!
That's the only reason to do anything!
Okay, so if your friends went and jumped off a-
The answer is yes, as long as the bridge and or cliff doesn't exceed a height of 10 feet.
Don't even try to fight him on it. He's been working on that answer for years.
All right, if Carlton doesn't want to make any commitments, that's his prerogative.
Martin's right. Even though Carlton clearly sucks.
Seriously, what is your problem
with
me?
Was
your dad a lawyer or something?
What us much nobler and generally better people have decided to do. So Martin, when do we start?
I was actually thinking right now, considering as there is a treasure map with a mysterious history right in front of us.
Sounds like a plan. Care to give us some background?
Absolutely. According to my research, back in the 1800s, there was a highwayman who managed to rob many of Haynesbury's citizens. He was eventually caught, perishing in a shootout with local authorities, but the stolen loot was never found. Legend has it he had a secret hideout underground to hide the spoils of his work, and his spirit likely haunts it to this very day.
Okay, pretty standard, unoriginal ghost story. Where does the map come in?
Sorry, I was getting to that. Legend also says that the Phantom Highwayman marked the entrance to his hideout on a single map of the town, hidden amongst its own records. Well, until now. I think that this might be that map.
It appears to be printed on vellum. I'd date it around 1830 or so.
That makes sense. Looks like you have a good eye for artifacts too, huh?
What?
Yes, artifacts. Yes, those.
Well, this artifact not only gives us the chance to solve one of Haynesbury's most elusive mysteries, but it also puts us in a position to acquire some value-
Yes! Told you this would pay off, Jack! Shall we discuss who gets what cut of the treasure, or should we wait until after we find it? Because I'm not so sure everybody's gonna make it out in one piece, if you know what I mean.
I actually thought that we could invest whatever was down there back into the town, considering that's where it came from to begin with.
Oh.
Hey, you're the one who wanted to do something good. Welcome to the high road. Hope you brought a change of shoes, because it's a long walk.
Okay, so say we find the entrance to this underground lair. How are we supposed to get in there, make our way to the treasure, and get all the way back here?
And avoid the death traps that I'm assuming we'll hit on the way?
Funny you should bring that up. I happen to know someone who can help. He's smart, a talented researcher, and the best inventor I know.
Wait, Martin, you don't mean-
That I do. Would you mind showing everyone downstairs for an introduction?
Okay, Martin, if you think they're ready for it.
What do you mean, ready for it?
You see, it's just that Frank's kind of an interesting person.
Interesting compared to-
Okay, I know that today has already been super weird, but just be ready to cover your ears, okay?
Cover our ears?
Trust me, you'll be thanking me for it later. Okay, here we are, Frank's home laboratory. Well, if you could really call this place his home. Well, maybe I should just get the door.
See, when I think home laboratory, I think a chemistry set and a toolbox in some guy's garage. But you really do go all out here, don't you?
This is nothing. But, I mean, to be fair, Frank makes a lot of it himself.
Oh, right. That guy. Where is he? What the hell?
Heyo! How we doing, everybody? Martin said he'd be coming by. Frank Epstein at your service.
Hey, Frank. Permission to enter the lab?
Permission granted, obviously. You like the music? Thought I'd go for a big entrance.
He's nuts!
He's not nuts, just interesting.
No, he's nuts. I thought the name sounded familiar. He's the mad scientist.
The what?
The few people in town who've actually met the guy call him Frankenstein.
Yep, and you gotta admit it's pretty awesome.
I don't think it's a compliment.
What?
I said I don't think... Okay, can you turn down the music?
What?
Frank, turn the music off.
Oh, gotcha! Turning music off!
So, what can I do for you?
We, came here to get some equipment. We need to get underground to look for-
Oh, you're talking about the treasure hunt! No problem! I've got a ton of stuff around here that could help you out. Just give me a second. Here, corner paneling. Schematics. Oh, hey, if you guys are hungry, I just made some popcorn. Here, let me grab it.
Did you cook that popcorn in a furnace?
Yep. Your point?
Is that safe?
Absolutely.
But it looks like you've also got some potentially volatile chemicals being heated in there at the same time.
And microwave popcorn is made with radiation. Not really seeing your case here.
Okay, I have so many questions right now. The main one being, why the hell did Martin think it was a good idea to hire you?
Hey, look, I don't see a reason to get into serious exposition here. I think they've heard enough.
You have a day like we've had, and put up with a lot of background stuff.
No, not you guys. Those guys.
Who?
You know, them. The people listening to us right now.
Wait, we're being spied on?
I wouldn't say spied on, just being, listened to. Out of a need for entertainment? Or curiosity, or maybe they just fell down the internet rabbit hole and ended up here. I'd say they're like our audience. Yeah.
Frank?
Huh?
You were getting us some equipment.
Oh, yeah, right. Coming right up!
Nuts.
Not nuts.
Oh, really? By his logic, maybe we should give it a rest and let the invisible people go treasure hunting. You think they're also the ones telling him to use mad science to cook?
Actually, it's not bad.
LG, why would you eat that?
You said it was safe. Come on, Jack, have a little faith.
Oh, my God.
Anybody else?
Okay, so who's the weapons expert here?
Me.
Expert? Really? Talk about ego.
Oh, like you're so humble.
Here we go again.
I'm just saying, you're not the only one who knows their way around a weapon.
Please, I was seconds away from running you through earlier today, and you know it.
Oh, so you've got that whole hostility thing going on. This like a romantic and or sexual tension thing?
What?
No.
Oh, okay, got it. Not that kind of relationship. It's totally that kind of relationship. They'll be together within the year.
Aw, so cute.
Oh my God, maybe just show us what you've got, Frankenstein.
Okay. What do you think? Pretty cool, right? Huh?
What is this? Some kind of messed up crossbow?
Crossbow? Oh no, ma'am! Anybody with some wood and a decent tool shed can make one of those! A true scientist and inventor makes this!
You could have just said no.
I call this the one-person arsenal! Formerly called the one-man arsenal, but that seemed kind of non-inclusive. So, yeah, the one-person arsenal! This baby can shoot at almost any projectile you can think of. All you gotta do is scroll through the little menu on the stock there.
Arrows, nets, bolts, grenades? How do you fit everything in there?
You know, just this new tech I've been working on. Modulation of particle densities to fit in an extra-dimensional space.
So like a shrink ray?
Yeah, it's a little more complicated than... Huh? I guess it is a little like a shrink ray. How about that? Sure, call it a shrink ray.
What? Harpoons? I could definitely get behind this. How do I...
Oh, pull the trigger once to select something, and pull it again to shoot.
Would you quit it with the almost shooting me through the head bit? It's not even threatening anymore. Just really annoying.
Actually, I didn't mean to miss that time. Been a while since I launched a harpoon.
Frankenstein, for my and everyone else's sake, tell me you have more gear to hand out.
You got it. Where's the fast guy?
You rang?
Oh, that is awesome!
I know. Anything else you'd like to say, specifically in the compliment department?
Nope. But you can have these shoes I made you. They're just a prototype pair, but...
They look,
austere.
I was actually gonna say stupid.
Stupendous? Aw, thanks, buddy. Here you go.
Whoa! They're a little heavy!
Yeah. The soles are full of lead.
Why?
Well, I thought the extra weight might rein in those crazy fast feet of yours. Hopefully reduce the chance of friction so you don't set any more stuff on fire. Serious respect, by the way. Usually it takes me way more effort to start a fire.
And your best solution was lead shoes.
More importantly, you admittedly partake in arson.
Only when it's for the benefit of science! And hey, I said the shoes were prototypes. Okay, now I have some other stuff around here. I've got a medical kit for the doc, this hair clip with an intangible invisible sun shield for Miss Virginia Vampire, just in case.
Ooh!
And, ooh, Liza, here's some capsules you can load with that mist of yours. I don't know, anybody want spelunking equipment?
Considering we're looking for an underground treasure, I'd say we'll take everything you have in that department.
You got it! Orville! Is there anything you'd like before the start of this grand adventure?
Silence, preferably.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to ask for, like, a special explosive you could only set off telekinetically or something, but no matter! And now for our leader, Carlton.
Whoa, hold it there, Frankenstein. Who said I was the leader?
Nobody, but... I don't know, you seem like the leader type.
Why?
I mean, sure, pop culture has luckily been making strides toward the contrary, but if you look at it from the perspective of a very unoriginal corporate entertainment executive, you're a young, straight, white guy in good physical shape, law background, strong sense of conviction, intense denial about any kind of emotional vulnerability.
I'd shut up now if I were you.
And not afraid to threaten people. That's some serious mid-budget action film potential right there. Anyway, here you go.
Whoa! What the hell?
It's called a gun. You fire it.
I know what a gun is, but why are you giving me one?
Sorry, did I not read that right? I thought firearms were common in these kinds of high-stakes situations.
So what if they are? I'm still not a fan, all right?
Okay, no problem. Any chance it would be better if I gave you one that shot lasers instead of bullets or something? That's a surefire way to get past the sensors, no pun intended.
You know what? I'll take it. I mean, it's not like I'm even gonna use it anyway.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
Why not?
Well, haven't you ever seen any movies? Where there is treasure, there are treasure hunters. Corrupt, low-down, dirty ones.
But this isn't a movie.
Well, duh! Movies have pictures. We're in sound only. I'm just saying, this may be a small town, but that won't stop criminals from tracking it down.
Of course. Of goddamn course. No good rundown piece of...
Delia, remember what the social worker said? About taking a second to breathe? You know, getting rid of that negative energy?
Which time? When I stapled his tie to the wall? Or when I sliced his hand with the letter opener?
Letter opener? How'd you even do that? I'm pretty sure prison personnel know better than to keep letter openers in their offices.
Deborah Sue in the Northeast Block owed me a favor. How are we looking?
Not good.
Ugh, damn it!
Just a thought. Maybe don't punch the car.
It had it coming. First thing we do after we cash that treasure, get a car that works.
Hey, I think this one treated us pretty well. I mean, it's not its fault it was already falling apart when we, casually borrowed it.
For the love of... Nate, we stole it. Are you seriously so weak you still can't admit that?
I mean, I like to think that one day we might return it.
Nate, you promised me way back when we were kids that you'd have my back no matter what, right?
Yes.
And part of having my back is owning up to having my back.
I was 6 when I made that promise.
And it's been over 20 years since then. Look how well you're doing. It'd be a shame to bail now, so look me in the eye and admit that we stole this car. You helped me bust out of prison, we ran to an elementary school, and we stole it.
Oh my god, we took it from someone who helps children for a living.
Ow!
That hurt.
Yeah, it did. Want to go for another round?
Like when we were kids? Fine. We stole it.
Thank you. Now hurry up and fix that engine. We've got to find a spot to set up camp so we can get an early start tomorrow morning. And if we could do it while the cops are distracted, it wouldn't hurt either. At least we got lucky that some idiot wrecked the town and tied up all the local authorities.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe when we get the treasure, we can buy the authorities out. And maybe get that teacher or whoever a nice mid-size sedan.
Shut up, Nate.
Okay.
Okay, I'm heading home. See everybody bright and early tomorrow for our first job as a team. Oh, this is so exciting.
So, we're really doing this.
Uh-huh.
We're not gonna train first? Like, not even a crash course in treasure hunting? The real kind, not just the stuff in movies.
We'll be fine. See you tomorrow, leader.
I'm not your... Ugh, screw it.
Hey, Carlton.
Hey, you...
Eliza.
Right, look, whatever you have to tell me, can it wait until tomorrow?
It won't take long, I swear. I just wanted to say... I really hope you stick around.
Why?
I guess, well, somebody has to keep everybody grounded here. I think you could do it.
Sure you don't want to rethink that?
Okay, so you come across as a little abrasive, but you're also not afraid to call people out when things go too far. I think that counts for something.
How can you say all that? You barely know me.
Sometimes you can just tell. The same way you can tell when you might not have given someone a fair chance.
A fair chance at what?
Oh, don't worry about it. Sorry, I promised you this wouldn't take long. I'll leave you alone now. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Oh, hey.
Hey?
Hey, I thought I'd ask. I mean, I was wondering.
Yeah?
So, who's Rachel? Like, your girlfriend, or...
No, I'm not seeing anybody. And even if I was, it's none of your business.
Hey, I'm just trying to make conversation. If we're gonna be stuck working together, we should at least try to be civil about it. So, we didn't meet on great terms, but now maybe we can try to start over. I'm Carlton. First name, not important. And you are?
Out of here.
Hey! How am I the one trying to be sensitive here? You know, I hope Rachel, whoever she is, figures out how crazy you are and dumps you before it's too late.
You take that back. Listen to me and listen good, Suit. I'll work with you if I have to, but I will never care what happens to you. You don't know about my life, and I'd prefer not to know about yours, so leave me alone.
Okay. Tomorrow is going to be interesting.
Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of Dio Garner, David Manuelli, Emily Folger, Elena Garcia, Tuan Nguyen, Bryce Riffle, AJ Somerville, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Naomi Park, Jamie Forney, Megan Lundquist, and Jessica Castro.
The role of Miriam Pryor in this episode is played by Jessica Toledo.
Additional dialogue by Christian Pineda and Jeffrey Delphin. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Owen Thornton. Original version editing and mixing by Finn Nilsson. Heinous Investigation's spooky theme song written and arranged by Jordan Castro with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Promotional media by Tom Bellick. Hey, fellow investigators, want to help support the show? Feel free to follow us on social media and check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content. Thanks for listening, and happy investigating!